olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan. Ua folafola le whainga malo le lātou whaatū la whanoina suinga o le āwhaia ia whaafingo fiei I le lata I le miliona o tangata whainga aduenga casuals o na awea ma tangata whainga aduenga tū mau. O le minister o so tangata unga aduenga ma whare whainga aduenga Tony Burke na ia folafola o le āwha la wirua I le malo tū la whono ia I le paramene I le whae ungo le tausanga. O suwinga o le a tāpuni ai manisi a manoa, mō wha le tonu e mawhai ei una maua e tangata whai ngā nuenga casuals, ni ngā nuenga poni tū la whai ngā nuenga wha a wau, e au nua male tuwina iei o se ngā nuenga mautū, mani levi full time, ai re mauani o lato back pay.
A good day for Australia's casuals. The legislation I introduce later this year will two things. One, it'll create a right where those casuals who are getting permanent hours can go to the employer and can say, these hours are permanent, I would like to be able to convert. And secondly, we will go to a proper definition of casual to what it was before the coalition government legislated a couple of years ago.
Peita ifa mai Tony Burke, o le ofoi na o suinga nei, o le aha afi aile lata I le valu se laurima se fulu afe, o tangata whai ngā ruenga casuals, le eiei lava o lātou I tū lātou mau, ma wha'a waupea, ma le atu ina ai ia I lātou se tūranga mau tū tau tupe, ma anga wa'a I livi. Nei ia tau tino fo'i o le tele o casuals, e ono o lātou le talia ina le wala awe a vea ma tangata whai ngā ruenga tū mau, ono I lātou o tamaitia o ngā po students, pe iei fo'i seisi ngā ruenga e lua I ngā ruenga, ma olo o fia fia lawa I le whai ngō fia na fetu na I ngā ruenga wha casual.
So what we've announced today is a right that most casuals won't take up. There's roughly 2.5 million casuals in Australia, and just under a third of them work regular hours. Some of those, 850,000 workers, are in situations where they would rather have a level of security than have the casual loading. Most people would rather keep the full flexibility and keep the casual loading, and nothing will change for them.
O tū la whono le asui ai fōi masuinga na whai ere whainga mālo tadwai, I re whauinga ino le upu casual. O le whainga mālo so whatasi no lātou whai asuinga re rua aferua tasi, I re whamatara ino le tangata whainga ruenga casual, e whapeozi tangata uo fōina I eise ngā ruenga au no ma se whamauti noa inga o le ngā ruenga le angaruai, e le ilua le temi e whamutai. Lea whaawinga ina sa langolango I eilu whamisinonga maurunga, ilana whaai unga fōi whaapea I re tau sangalamalea. Au lea lamo mana na o le malo o le teminei e toe suia le whaawinga ina, I aantangi ai ma wha mautu ai se ala fua manino, mo le avea o casuals e avea matangata whainga ruenga tū mau. O le sa opua le itua ngai mo mata uputau ngā ruenga, Michaela Cash, na ia tāua o suinga e le o mana o mia.
Well, Tony Burke has thrown employers across Australia into a state of confusion. He talks about closing a loophole, and yet he fails to tell employers, and in fact the people of Australia, what the loophole actually is when it comes to casual employees. If he's talking about certainty and fairness, it was the former coalition government that legislated for the first time ever a definition of casual. That is now in the Fair Work Act. So we gave the employers of Australia and the employees the certainty that they wanted.
O le Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Malona Officer Senior Andrew McKellar, no lātou tāua o suinga o le aha a fia I pisi nisi na iti.
We would say at the moment there is very clear certainty. It's been established by the High Court. It's been established in legislation. That provides choice for small businesses. It provides choice for employees. There's a clear pathway at the moment. If somebody wants to convert, there are very clear grounds and a very clear basis to do that. What the government is proposing will lead to significant uncertainty going forward.
O le whaaru aire o ta minsanga o suinga nei le industrial relations ua whai e le whainga mālo le labour, taruna tūra e mai le tofi, ma se vāenga fōi reo le whainga whaavae whai ngoi na same job, same pay. O suinga na whai e no whang whainga ruenga le tuanai, sa tau lai lava le whaafai ngō fie ina o whetuna inga, o manienga, ia masa pāsi ai le mai o le tele o whela fula fua inga ma cross benches. O le whaira tūsi at Australia Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, sa ia tā ua tadia re reire whainga lona lua o suinga I le tūla whono ngā ruenga.
Australian unions welcome the announcement by Tony Burke today, Minister Burke, about giving casual workers better rights. Casual workers in Australia have waited so long for the rights that they deserve. Anyone who's working regular hours deserves regular rights. The right to paid sick leave, the right to a paid holiday. These are the basic things that people need in order to build a family, to get a home loan, to be able to support others. For too long in Australia, we've been going the other way.
Ai o Senator Cash Mamakela wo la fai tui na umale uni o tangata whainga nuenga, ma le whainga malo, ma la lātou so utanga ma uni.
You cannot unionise a casual workforce, and that is why Labor and the unions hate casual employees.
Well, I think there is a real question here, and it seems that the ACTU says jump, the government says how high. This is very clearly an agenda driven by the ACTU.
O le nei ripoti tu whatsia Sophia Tarig, mai le SBS News, ia ma o whareriwina, molo si la fia, I le nei mata upu. Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po o whea lawai mawailau podcast.